If the tax bill's gone out,
all,
I don't
had,
need
all,
to have
all that it took was the collector's phone call to the assessor's office, and that tax bill would have been paid.
But I understand, book, but you don't want to encourage people, even if the book is closed, to just come in before they get their bills, and then you're going to be constantly calling over to the assessor's office. You send out the bills, and they come in and pay. And the book may not have been closed. We don't know when he came in and asked to pay his bill.
Okay.
When's the book closed?
On real estate, May 15th, but I don't know about personal property.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to both defend you and ask you questions of why the dates fell like they did. In 2007, that's what you're talking about.
That's when I came to Missouri, right?
Okay. Right. Now, this bill is for, the date on this bill is for your tax bill of?
2008. Right.
Okay. In 2007, you received a tax bill, right?
No. I registered my car in 2007 towards the end of the year.
Okay.
And they told me at that time, they gave me a waiver, is what they gave me, a waiver.
Yeah.
So go get your tags. So uh-huh. Tags off a waiver. They did mention there'd be a personal property tax mailed to me.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, and I would paid it then, but I didn't know.
Right.
Well, here's where we're at, okay? If there's a governmental error, you can waive the $66 of fees and penalties. If there's not a governmental error, you shouldn't. You don't have authority to do it. So you have to make a decision what you're going to do, and I would just ask this gentleman what governmental error was committed in his opinion, and see if that's sufficient for you to waive. And if he can't think of anything, then I guess you don't waive. That's my suggestion. But if he can point to something that you believe is a governmental error, then you waive.
With him not receiving the statement of error?
That would be up to you, but I don't believe so. I mean, the assessor mails out to the taxpayers at their last known address,
right,
and the post office forwards, and he can't be responsible for them actually receiving. I don't think there was a governmental error, but maybe he didn't get his bill because the post office didn't deliver the mail that they were supposed to or didn't forward it. Or maybe he didn't give a forwarding address. I just don't know what happened.
Here's my question, and I understand everything that you've said, and I'm in total agreement with it. But if he knew that he owed a tax bill, and he come to the collector's office to pay that tax bill, and the collector did not take his payment.
There's case law that says that the fact that you didn't get a bill doesn't relieve you of the tax. You know that the tax is due, and you need to pay it. However, this new 7-Eleven has given you an opportunity to waive late fees and penalties. He still owes the tax.
Well,
but,
sure.
But the fees and penalties you may waive if there's a governmental error. And I have yet to hear one, but in my opinion, but you guys make the opinion whether you've heard one.
Okay. My argument for this gentleman is the fact that he came to the office to pay the tax bill. Am I understanding you, Mr. Trent?
Right. I did, yes. I came.
Okay. Then we have a governmental error because they did not accept his payment. He questioned and came to the collector's office to pay his tax bill.
Okay. That's up to you to decide.
Is that a governmental error that they didn't take his money?
I'm not going to offer an opinion on that. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I don't know what time he came in, whether there had been a bill sent out, whether the books were closed.
Mr. Andrew,
I don't do what you want. I've given you the law.
We're trying to help you in this situation, if at all possible, but also we have to follow. We don't want every citizen that comes in and claims without the proof that you have with your statement from the state that you do have forward mailing.
Okay.
Okay. We don't want every citizen in the county coming in paying their tax bill late and avoiding the penalties and interest because of this deal here. What I'm saying is when a person comes to this building to pay their bill, and if you knew that you owed the bill, what time during that, do you have any time frame where you came in to pay your bill?
I wish I had better records. The only answer I can give to that question is that when I came in for my tags, They told me there was going to be a bill. They did say it was $200-some-odd. He told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the exact figure. It was 200-something. I said, well, can I pay it? She said, it'll be in the mail. When you get your invoice, then you pay. So I said, okay.
So was that the assessor's office or the collector?
Yeah, that was the collector. Assessor's office.
Assessor's
and the
office.
The collector comes around the corner to the collection office.
Right.
So this time I went to the collection office, and that's when they told me I owed them $300. So I say, just it's a matter of principle. It's not a hardship.
Okay. The assessor's office told you then that it was going to be 200 and some odd bills.
Yeah,
Did you go to the collector's office then to pay?
Yes. Uh-huh, yeah.
And they would not take your payment?
They said it would be in the mail. So
okay.
That was the procedure.
I guess the time frame would be the thing that would be of whether I would consider it a governmental error.
Well, I think we just need to make a motion, guys, because it's...
Okay.
Whatever.
Can I ask yourself, was there a governmental error? And if so, you have the right to make a motion to waive fees and penalties. If you answer no, there wasn't a governmental error, then you don't have the... You shouldn't do that.
So, right. So that's my question to Mr. Handler. I just didn't.
You guys go ahead.
You can't give me a time frame.
If you got one.
I understand.
So without the time frame, sir, I'm going to have to make a motion to deny your request. And that's the only reason, because I think if you came to the collector's office in a timely manner where the bills had already been printed and everything, they should have had a copy of what the amount was, and you should have been able to pay your taxes. That is your side that I would reverse my decision on. I would be in your favor on, but we don't have anybody that knows the time frame that here. So I'm going to, I hope you understand my position.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. The only thing I can say in rebuttal to that is that, you know, the state had my correct address. And they, you know, certainly I wasn't hiding from anybody. They have the address,
mm-hmm.
So I would have paid it obviously if I'd gotten it.
So. I'll second your motion, Danny. Want to talk more? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Sorry that it worked out that way, and it's just we have to go by a legal situation, and that's.
Well, I can't. You know, I can't tell you the time frame. That's impossible.
Right, right.
No way of knowing that I would need that information. Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day, sir. You want to catch Tim for?
Yep. You guys need a break? We can keep on going.
I'm ready.
Okay. Since we're still in administration, Renee just sent an email to both of us about non-warranty items for the new building. I think that's a meeting we need to have a discussion about going forward outside of warranty. Who is our plumber? Who is our electrician? When does she call them?
Okay.
Just because it's, you know, it's a brand new building, I just want to make sure that we don't make a hasty decision about it. So I'm going to.
Other than things on the list.
Outside those items, if something breaks now, who does she call?
I think we need to send out. And get a list of names to have a decision made on who we want to use or a bid.
Well, we just need to bring her back in, give her some direction, I think. But anyway, I'm going to get that on the agenda.
Good.
Motion to go back into executive, pursuant, whatever we did pursuant on.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Untabled.
It's all yours. Again,
thanks
for waiting.
Sure. Oh,